Paul Ambecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. I guess social media was all a buzz on Monday after it turned out Michael Phelps raced a computer-generated great white shark in a simulated race on Sunday night. A lot of people wanted real flesh and blood race. Well, especially after all the buildup, weeks and weeks. And this is all we got. Now, we should have known they reeled us in like a big tuna. Well, you've heard the cliche, money can't buy you happiness. Well, researchers at Harvard Business School just wrapped up a study that may prove that wrong. 4,500 people were in the study, and they found money can, in fact, buy you happiness. And it can do it even if you aren't rich. Study found that paying someone to do, quote, unenjoyable daily tasks to give you more free time will make you significantly more satisfied with your life. And it worked even when people spent pretty reasonable amounts on help, like less than $80 a month to take care of things like cooking, shopping, and chores. Most all of us think we're law-abiding citizens, but boy, are we in denial. Turns out we actually break the law about 32 times a year and barely even think about it. Main crimes we commit are things like using someone's Wi-Fi without permission, honking our horns excessively, and of course, texting and driving. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy, part two. So this is kind of sad and weird. Tuesday, Microsoft announced they're killing off Paint after 32 years of including it in every single Windows version. The reaction online was nothing short of devastation. Tons of nostalgic people getting upset that the mediocre painting program from their youth was now going to be history. I bought a new computer about a year ago with Windows 10, and frankly, I didn't think Paint was even still on there. Hey, do dogs go through moody stages like we do? University of Nottingham in England says dogs do have a moody phase, and it typically hits when they're approximately 8 months old. Researchers say most owners report that previously learned commands are forgotten. Their dogs become very impulsive and easily distracted, and their behavior becomes a bit erratic. It won't last, though, and they should mature out of it pretty quickly. Well, most of us have smart products in the house. Smart TV, smart thermostat, smart fridge, smart everything. According to a cybersecurity firm, a casino just got hacked through their smart fish tank. They didn't reveal which casino, but it was in North America. Apparently, the smart fish tank was connected to the internet to automatically regulate the temperature and feed the fish. But a group of hackers from Finland figured out it wasn't secure, so they hacked it. Used the info they found to spot other vulnerable areas in the casino's network that could get them real access. Luckily, a security firm figured out what was going on before the hackers could get to that second step and they cut them off. But keep this in mind when you buy your next smart coffee pot, crock pot, or foot massager. Penn State researchers found the real reason we hang on to stuff like ratty old t-shirts and teddy bears. It's because we don't want to give up the memories associated with them. In other words, they have sentimental value. But they've learned if you take a picture of something, it doesn't feel like you're giving up those memories for good. So they suggest before you make a trip to Goodwill, take pictures of things. You'll probably donate more stuff. A couple of weeks ago, Kid Rock announced he's running for Senate next year. In the first opinion poll taken since the announcement, he actually has a lead over Democratic incumbent Debbie Stabenow, 30-26%. He tweeted his political platform over the weekend saying, "I believe if you work your behind off and pay your taxes, you should be able to easily understand and navigate the laws, tax codes, health care, and anything else the government puts in place and affects us all." Well, that's just crazy talk right there. Wink, wink, nod, nod. South Haven Performance Series back in action this Friday night with the Suspiro faculty trio at Hope College featured. Tickets are $10. Students are always admitted free. The show is at 7:30 this Friday night at First United Methodist Church in South Haven. Want more information? Contact Mr. Tom Renner at 637-2892. This is Spiro Faculty Trio at Hope College performing Friday night next in the South Haven Performance Series for 2017. Knucklehead News out of Florida, where they get a lot of heavy rain in the summer, but this is extraordinary. The family in Deerfield Beach was awakened early Saturday morning by a loud thud on the roof of the house. They thought it was thunder. But when they went outside, they saw it was actually 15 pounds of frozen Italian sausages. Some packages were on the ground in their yard, others still on the roof. Where the meat came from is a total mystery. The owner of the house thought it must have fallen out of an airplane. The packages were labeled William Land Service, which is a land clearing company in Alabama. The family called the company to ask about the fallen sausage. They said they knew nothing about it. Strange. That's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. If you see or hear something that I need to buzz about, send it to me, please. Paul@WCSY.com. You can fax 637-2675. Drop the info off here at the station at 11637 M140, right across from McFadden's. Or you can leave me a message on Facebook, Twitter, Carrier Pigeon. Doesn't matter how you get it to me, I'll appreciate it when you do. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz available online at WCSY.com, our website. You can also find them on iTunes and Podcast America. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.